Mike Ilitch's death on Friday at age 87 has a lot of people thinking about the impact this son of Macedonian immigrants had on Detroit, from downtown development to his ownership of Little Caesars, the Detroit Red Wings, and the Tigers. We begin by looking at Mike Ilitch's legacy as the owner of two of Detroit's four professional sports teams. Ray Lane began covering sports in Detroit beginning in 1961, and he was there when Mike Ilitch bought the Red Wings in 1982 and the Tigers in 1992. Ray, you have covered the teams, the owners. Where do you think Mike Ilitch stands in Detroit sports history?
Now, I would say, even though Mike is gone, definitely number one. He's turned both organizations around with his leadership, certainly with championship teams also. Mike was a hands-on owner, getting the crowds back into the stadiums and the arenas. Mike did a great job.
How did you see things change, Ray Lane, for the teams and for the fans after Mike Ilitch became the owner of those teams? The temperature in the locker rooms and performance on the field and on the ice?
Let's say public relations is a wonderful thing, and you include public relations with your audience or with your listeners, with your fans. You have to have some kind of a relationship with them, and a good one, by the way. And that's exactly what Mike did. He had it built from the ground up when he took over the Red Wings. I mean, when he got the Red Wings, he got the hockey sticks and the old jerseys, but not much talent. And it took a little while for him to build that. But at the same time, he included the fans when he was rebuilding. He'd had giveaway nights of where he would give out a car, and that was tremendous. And you certainly start to get people to come back into your arena or your stadium when you're giving away automobiles at that particular time. And the same thing with the Tigers. He changed an awful lot when he took it over. He made a lot of quick changes to do it the Ilitch way and not the old way. It seems almost, even though it wasn't happening, it seemed like he was including the public in his decisions with those franchises.
So that's the public. And Ray, you were in all of those locker rooms through those years. You had, everybody knows, you had great rapport with the players. They talked to you. What did they think of their owner?
Let's take the baseball, first of all. They loved him. He did so many things for them, and he was a player's owner. He loved baseball, and he got to love hockey. But he loved the athletes, and if they put out, if they worked hard, he rewarded them, either with a contract or maybe even a little bonus money under the table. But he was that kind of guy. They liked him. When he went out and got a private plane for the hockey team, there was no doubt about it. He had won all of his players over, even though they might have had differences about contract talks. He was a tough guy as far as how you handled him in contract talks. And a lot of times he wasn't even involved in that. He had a general manager, had somebody handling the contracts, but he had final say. And there were some times when a general manager didn't want to give out a certain amount of money for a contract, he'd say, oh, go ahead. This guy is worth it. So even though they did have a couple of strikes while he had control of these teams, they were still on his side. He was deep down a baseball man. When they won the Stanley Cup, he said to me, you know, I really didn't know what hockey was about. And he said, I was not a hockey guy. He says, I come to love it. Had he had his brothers, he would have had the baseball team, which he tried to get before the hockey, but couldn't do it at that particular time.
And he got three Stanley Cups, but he never got his World Series win, did he?
No, he didn't. He came close and couldn't get it. And I think there were a lot of players that were trying to get it for him. They realized it was a great disappointment. They didn't make it. They came close a couple of times, but just couldn't get over the hump. And you look back and you second guess, and you don't second guess the management, but you second guess, geez, did they put out as much as they could have? But I think they did, because it was Mr. Ilitch. And you know, sometimes he would give little gifts, just reward certain guys. Low-key, didn't make a lot of publicity. And all of a sudden, you walk up and you say, oh, that's a beautiful watch you have. Where'd you go? Mr. Ilitch, Mr. I gave me that. And it was a lovely Rolex. And it was great. They loved him. Detroit is going to miss a real leader. He was a quiet leader, but he knew how to lead. And that's been proven by the Fox Theater, by the Red Wings, by the Tigers.
Michigan Sports Hall of Fame member and longtime Detroit sportscaster, Ray Lane. Ray Lane, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Appreciate it.